single rose, the card he chose, the fact that I can't get him out my mind.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Lisa.
I got a question for you, Lisa. Do you have a boyfriend?
Stop being so nosy.
Oh, okay guys, so this is the key word for today. Nosy. Somebody who sticks their nose into other people's business, right?
Yeah, so this kind of person wants to know all the details of your personal life.
And just because it's Spring Festival, it's the new year, a lot of you guys are going to be encountering your nosy relatives.
Okay, so in today's dialogue, we're going to be talking about relatives who are quite nosy.
Okay, so you guys know the situation all too well, but remember, you should listen to this dialogue. So let's go ahead and do so.
Lulu, tell us about your love life. Are you seeing anyone?
No, Auntie. I'm trying to focus on finishing my PhD first.
Oh, Lulu, no man wants to marry a brainy girl.
I'm not looking to get married anytime soon, Auntie.
But the clock is ticking. You don't want to get left behind.
Oh, he's up on her, darling. A girl as beautiful as Lulu won't have any problems finding a match.
You know, old Wong next door has a nephew who's single. I heard he just bought a house in the city. Maybe we can set you two up.
I'm not interested in blind dates, Auntie.
Who said anything about a blind date? We'll all just get together for a chat and see where it goes from there. I'll just go grab his phone number.
No, Auntie, wait.
Lulu, I know she can be a little much, but she only wants what's best for you.
I understand that, Uncle. I just wish she could be a little less narrow-minded.
Well, now that she's gone, you can tell your old uncle. Is there anyone special in your life?
Not you, too.
Sorry. It's just the way our generation is wired. We didn't have the opportunities you kids have today. We had to be more practical.
Do you think what I'm doing isn't practical too, Uncle?
Sorry, that came out wrong. Personally, I think it's great what you're doing. As long as you follow your heart, your old uncle will always have your back.
Thanks a million, Uncle.
Okay, you guys, we just heard the dialogue. And it starts out with a very nosy auntie who asks Lulu, tell us about your love life. Are you seeing anyone?
Okay, so you guys can probably guess love life here means your romantic life. The dates you go on, the boyfriends or girlfriends or both that you have.
Yeah, so basically anyone who you are seeing.
Okay, so are you seeing anyone is a really good question, right? It's something that my cousins, my aunts and uncles don't really care, but my cousins always ask, are you seeing anyone? Are you seeing anyone?
Especially when you go to those family reunions.
Yes, exactly. So does it mean, like, am I seeing? Like, I can see you. I can see this paper. I can see the computer.
No, but are you seeing anyone actually refers to, are you dating anyone?
Are you dating?
Are you in a relationship with anyone?
Exactly. And Lulu here says, no, Auntie. She's trying to focus on something else. She's trying to focus on her PhD.
Oh, but her auntie doesn't seem too supportive of this. She says, no man wants to marry a brainy girl.
Brainy.
Exactly. So as you can imagine, the word brainy means intelligent. It means you have lots of brains.
Yeah, super smart, right? And I mean, there's a little bit of truth behind Auntie's opinion here. Like, guys don't tend to like to marry, you know, like girls that are smarter than them. It makes them feel very small.
I suppose so, but it doesn't matter for everyone. And Lulu says that I'm not looking to get married anytime soon.
Okay, so before we said seeing, now we're talking about looking. Or looking to, I suppose I should say. But again, this is not meaning like, you know, going to look for something. It just means that she doesn't really want to.
No, so someone might say, I'm not looking to get a new job right now.
Right, or some people might even say, like, I'm not looking to cause any trouble. I'm not looking to start a fight.
Okay, so here she says, I'm not looking to get married, but her auntie disagrees with her and says the clock is ticking.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
But what kind of clock is she talking about? Is it like the literal clock on your wall?
Well, it might be. Like, maybe the auntie has, like, marriage clock.
Oh, that's true. She might be this kind of person.
But in this case, it just means that, you know, time continues to march on. Lulu, you're not getting any younger.
Yeah, so this clock she's talking about is the biological clock.
Yes, yes, exactly. And she's really afraid, the auntie is, she's really afraid that Lulu is going to get left behind.
Yeah, so left behind, this is kind of the idea that you're going to be behind everyone else in your generation and maybe in your love life.
Yes, so I'm guessing a lot of you guys are, you've probably heard this before. In fact, in English, they often translate the term shengyu as leftover woman or leftover lady, which I saw. We don't really have that concept in English.
No, it's like you don't want to say that to someone. It could be a little bit offensive.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, in any case, leftover, if something is leftover, I tend to think it's food.
Yeah, I would say the same thing.
Yeah, leftover turkey after Thanksgiving. Maybe leftover dumplings after Chinese New Year?
Those are always the best, though. Mm.
And then left behind, I think about, like, soldiers. Like, you know, no man gets left behind.
That's true. I mean, you could also talk about, let's say, like, finances or work. So maybe your friends are really successful and you feel like you've been left behind.
Oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it. Now, in any case, the uncle here, he sounds a little bit more reasonable. He's saying, oh, ease up, darling.
Yeah, so ease up on her, darling. Here he's telling her to go easy on her.
Yeah, exactly. Because ease up just means relax, right?
Exactly. So maybe my friend's a little stressed out. I can say, you should ease up.
Ease up. Just ease up. Ease up. Now, ease up on someone kind of means don't be such a jerk to them. Just relax when you're around them.
Yeah, so you might hope that your boss will ease up on you.
Yeah, can you ease up on the amount of work, too?
Right, so here the uncle wants the auntie to ease up on Lulu and says because she's so beautiful, she won't have any problems finding a match.
A match, okay. So is this a match I can light my cigarettes with?
No, but it is spelt the same way. So a match here is kind of a good partner.
Yeah, exactly. A nice match. A match made in heaven, we also say.
Yeah, but you could also say that you're a terrible match.
Yeah, I don't want to name any names here, but wow, like there couldn't be any worse of a match.
So watch out for those bad matches. But if you're single, you might just be looking for a match.
Well, that's true, right? I mean, I think a lot of us are looking for matches. And even if we're not looking very hard, we you know, we still are looking for someone that can complete us or that can, you know, help us to bring out who we really are. Now, it sounds like, speaking of single, there is a single guy that kind of lives nearby.
Exactly. So old Wong next door has a nephew who's single.
Old Wong next door. Oh, he's always up to something. Okay, so single here, of course, means just not attached. Not married, no boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, so both Lulu and the boy next door seem to be single. So it looks like her auntie wants to set the two of them up.
Okay, so set somebody up, or usually set two people up, right? Generally means set them up on a date.
Yeah, in this case, so introduce the two of them.
Introduce them, right? Now, what I just said about set them up on a date, that's where people like Auntie here, they can get a little bit slippery, right? Because you can set two people up, but you never have to actually use the word date.
No, because set up just gives you the idea that they'll be introduced.
Right, exactly. And why would she want to say, you know, introduced or give this impression of being introduced instead of a date? It's because people don't generally like blind dates.
No, blind dates are, let's say, well, they could be really, really uncomfortable.
They can be. I mean, they can be fun. They can be fun, too.
Okay, so the auntie's kind of really sneaky here, though. And she says that, oh, who says anything about a date? I didn't say anything about a date.
What's a date?
Exactly, right? I'm just setting you up. We're just all going to get together, go for a chat, and see where it goes from there.
Okay, yeah, see where it goes. It could go anywhere, right? I mean, they could fall in love. It could be love at first sight.
Yes, or it could go horrendously downhill.
Oh, yes, it could also be terrible. You know, old Wong's nephew could be really ugly, or he could be a real jerk, or just kind of boring, or just not a good match.
Exactly. But here, the auntie says, see where it goes from there. And this is kind of something like really kind of encouraging that people tell you when they want you to just like try
just
something.
Try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it could be great, right? You see where it goes. One phrase that I always use is play it by ear. And they're not exactly the same, but you can see how they're kind of related. It's just, you're not making a plan. You're just going to kind of see how it goes.
Exactly. So the next time your friend doesn't want to do something, tell them, just come and see where it goes.
Now, of course, Lulu does not have enough time to say no to her auntie because auntie is so excited that I guess she's running into the other room to go grab old Wong's nephew's phone number.
Exactly. So there's no stopping her.
Mm.
And so the uncle says, I know she can be a little much.
A little much. Yeah. This kind of sounds like from a grammatical point of view, it might sound a little strange. But just try to think about this as a chunk, something or someone. Usually someone is a little much.
So this word is generally a little bit negative, and it's kind of got the same meaning as too much. So here, the auntie is a little too eager.
Too eager, right? Yeah, because we don't know by the context, like too much what. I have a few aunties that they can also be a little much. One of the things that I would think of is like difficult to get along with or even hard to handle is a phrase that comes to mind. Just kind of difficult people.
Exactly. Or children, for that matter.
Children are, yes, many children are a little much. Now, of course, I was a little angel, so no one could ever say I was a little much. But in this case, auntie here is definitely that way.
Now, Lulu understands that her auntie is a little much, but she wishes that her auntie could be a little less narrow-minded.
Ooh, yeah, yes. Okay, so we all know about open-minded. That's great. You know, you're open to new ideas. You're open to new ways. Narrow-minded is kind of the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah, so narrow-minded means that maybe you can only see something a certain way.
Mm.
You're a little bit stubborn and you can't really, how should I say, put yourself in other people's shoes.
Yes, exactly. Stubborn is a good way to put it. Yes, stubborn and narrow-minded.
Yeah, so here, Auntie just wants to find Lulu a partner, but she doesn't really accept the fact that Lulu wants other things.
Mm. Now, good thing Uncle is here. He seems a bit more understanding. He's probably a little bit closer to Lulu. And he says, now that she's gone, you know, you can tell your old uncle, is there anyone special in your life?
Yeah, so is there anyone special in your life? This is just another way to say, are you seeing anyone?
Right, tell us about your love life again. We should probably tell you guys that we're going to put together all of these little phrases and throw them into the culture section, just so you have other ways to ask someone, do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend?
Exactly, so you're not repeating the same sentence to everyone that you meet.
Right. Now, of course, this kind of surprises Lulu a little bit because she, you know, I think she feels that Uncle is on her side. And she says, not you too. You're also asking me about this stuff? You're also being so nosy?
Exactly, but Uncle's a little bit apologetic here. So he says, sorry. It's just the way our generation is wired.
Wired. This is a great phrase. I love this one because I always hear about like the way men are wired or the way women are wired. And it kind of just means like the way that something or someone is designed or put together.
Exactly. So here it could refer to the way that he was brought up, just basically his education and what he was taught to think or believe.
Right. And it's really, really hard, especially, you know, the older you get, to kind of change those beliefs or those thought patterns.
So Auntie and Uncle here are kind of wired to think that marriage or having a romantic partner is the most important thing.
Right. And actually, it makes me think about like an old computer. Right? Like we have this distinction between hardware and software. Everything these days is software. But way back in the day, everything was hardware. Like if you wanted a computer to do something, you actually had to, you know, like connect a wire to another thing, to another thing. So you can almost imagine like this old computer, like, are you married? Are you married? It's the only thing that it can do.
That's true. But back to the dialogue here. So the uncle apologizes for the way that his generation is wired, and he just says that, you know what, I think we're just trying to be practical here.
And then Lulu says, you think I'm not? You think what I'm doing is not practical?
Yeah, so uncle here says, sorry, that came out wrong.
Right, so it just means, no, that's not what I meant to say. Maybe the actual words came out of my mouth, but those words, they're not what I meant. And this happens all the time.
Yeah, so maybe you have something that you want to say or communicate, and maybe you get the idea across, but the problem here is it might come out a little bit rude.
Right, or strong.
All right, so it came out wrong, so he wants to correct what he says.
Right.
And he says, as long as you follow your heart, your old uncle will always have your back.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Uncle's so
sweet.
Yeah. Okay, so follow your heart. I think a lot of you guys already know this one. You know, just do what you want to do. Do what feels right.
Exactly. So it could be for relationships or anything that you want in life.
In life, right. Exactly. Now, have your back.
Have your back. You can kind of have an idea of someone kind of, I guess, like holding or supporting your back. And it just means to support someone.
Right. And one other thing to pay attention to here is that, like other times in English, you can always switch the word got for have, right?
Exactly. So got your back is kind of a little bit more casual, maybe a little bit more friendly.
Don't worry, I got your back. Hey, you got my back? I got your back.
Yeah. So she says to him, thanks a million, uncle.
Thanks a million.
And it just means thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like really emphasized here, right? Because it's not just a lot, it's thanks a million.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, thus ends the story of Auntie, Uncle, and Lulu. I don't know if they are any closer to solving their problems. Sounds like Lulu doesn't really have any problems. Auntie and Uncle, you know, I guess they're wired one way, so maybe we can just say this is a generation gap thing and move on with it.
That's right. Let's listen to that dialogue one more time.
All right.
Lulu, tell us about your love life. Are you seeing anyone?
No, Auntie. I'm trying to focus on finishing my PhD first.
Oh, Lulu, no man wants to marry a brainy girl.
I'm not looking to get married anytime soon, Auntie.
But the clock is ticking. You don't want to get left behind.
Oh, he's up on her, darling. A girl as beautiful as Lulu won't have any problems finding a match.
You know, old Wong next door has a nephew who's single. I heard he just bought a house in the city. Maybe we can set you two up.
I'm not interested in blind dates, Auntie.
Who said anything about a blind date? We'll all just get together for a chat and see where it goes from there. I'll just go grab his phone number.
No, Auntie, wait.
Lulu, I know she can be a little much, but she only wants what's best for you.
I understand that, Uncle. I just wish she could be a little less narrow-minded.
Well, now that she's gone, you can tell your old uncle. Is there anyone special in your life?
Not you, too.
Sorry. It's just the way our generation is wired. We didn't have the opportunities you kids have today. We had to be more practical.
Do you think what I'm doing isn't practical, too, Uncle?
Sorry, that came out wrong. Personally, I think it's great what you're doing. As long as you follow your heart, your old uncle will always have your back.
Thanks a million, Uncle.
So, Lisa, you're a lady.
That I am.
Have you ever had to deal with nosy relatives asking about your love life?
For sure, especially from my mother.
Oh, she's kind of nosy?
Definitely.
The nosiest?
Yes. Not even with me, just like with strangers as well, actually.
Oh, yeah? Like if she met me, would she be like, are you married?
Most likely.
Oh, yeah? Oh, we should test this. This could be fun. Maybe we could hide a microphone and release it as a lesson.
You know what? We should probably definitely do that. She's quite amusing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm the youngest on both sides of my family, and I am a man. So, like, people in my family don't really care. I'm wondering, and I'm asking you guys listening, like, there must be a difference between guys and girls. Like, I know you guys, when you go home, there's going to be nosy relatives saying, hey, have you found a wife? Hey, have you found a girlfriend? But it's gotta be a lot, or put it this way, there must be a lot less pressure for guys than girls, right?
Exactly. So when you're a girl, they're often talking about your biological clock.
Oh, yeah, the clock is ticking.
Exactly. So they're always afraid that you're not going to get married.
Yeah, and like how could you possibly find any meaning in your life if you don't get married?
So it's really common for parents to ask, hey, are you seeing anyone, right?
Exactly. Anyone special in your life?
Yeah, so actually, like, this actually happened to me a little while ago when I came home and my mother said, hey, have you been seeing anyone recently?
Ooh, did you ask her, hey, have you been seeing anyone recently?
No, but you know what? I should have done that.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time. Okay, guys. Well, don't forget to tell us about your love lives. Ooh, we want to know if you're seeing anyone. We want to know if there's anyone special in your life. Or if that's something that you don't really want to share, then just tell us about your nosy relatives.
Exactly. And if you have any tips for how to deal with nosy relatives, I think everyone would love to hear them.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening. Happy New Year, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.